Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says young people are not only the future of the country, but also its present strength and driving force. In a Facebook post marking Youth Day, under the theme Arise and Soar, President Hichilema said the energy, innovation and determination of young people is helping shape Zambia's development. Meanwhile, the head of state this morning led ambassadors, high commissioners accredited to Zambia, and defense chiefs at the wreath laying and general salute ceremony in commemoration of National Youth Day in Solwezi. And in his homily, Ministry of Defense head of chaplaincy, Brigadier General Reverend Henry Matifeo, urged the youth to work hard, saying laziness is a sin. Brigadier General Reverend Matifeo also encouraged young people to remain hardworking in order to achieve greater heights in life.
Mr. President, the youth must be visionary and aim at reaching greater heights in their quest for leadership, economic emancipation, or opportunities of life. The youth must show hunger for greatness through accountability to self before others. The youth must understand that nothing comes on a silver platter. Learn to work and work and work.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union has raised concerns over the pace and direction of legal reforms in the country nearly 5 years after the election of the UPND administration. ZCLU Acting Executive Director Derek Chekwe says while the administration came into office with strong promises to restore constitutionalism, expand civil liberties and reform restrictive laws, some key reforms remain unfinished or have taken a worrying direction. Mr. Chekwe has expressed concern over the continued existence of the Colonial Era Public Order Act, long criticized for restricting freedoms of assembly and association, noting that the government's proposed replacement, the Public Gathering Bill, has stalled at the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security with no public explanation. Mr. Chekwe has also expressed concern over the current direction of cyber regulation, noting that while the cyber laws enacted under the previous administration, the replacement legislation introduced by the present administration is broader in scope and raises more punitive measures, raising fears that it could restrict freedoms of expression. He has since called for a comprehensive review of the country's legal framework, including strengthening judicial independence, expanding access to justice, and ensuring that progressive laws are fully implemented.
The reformation of cyber laws, as the nation were expected the UPND to repeal the cyber laws according to their promise during the election campaigns of 2021. However, they've actually expanded on those and also increase on the punitive measure, which is not a very good thing. We've seen that they repealed defamation of the president, for instance. The punishments have moved over into the cyber laws, so meaning that the whole thing hasn't changed too much. We've also seen some laws, the Public Order Act, for instance. That's another elephant in the room that hasn't been worked on.
The ruling UPND says it expects to win more parliamentary seats in the August general elections than it did in the 2021 polls. Speaking to Hot FM News, party spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said with more constituencies expected to be created following the delimitation process, the party anticipates securing additional seats to its aspiring members of parliament. However, Mr. Mwetwa has noted that the elections are likely to be highly competitive. He has added that the party will not take anything for granted, stressing that the Zambian people will have the final say.
We know that we are poised to win more members of parliament, parliamentary seats, than we did in 2021. And I'm also cognizant of the fact that there will be a number of newly delimited constituencies that are yet to be configured and spelled out and told off to the nation. We are expected to be very competitive, and we are not taking anything for granted, because we know that the citizens, they have a final say.
The Healthcare Givers Association of Zambia says the need for structured geriatric care in the country is becoming increasingly important. Speaking at the geriatric fundraising dinner held last night under the theme Caring for the Elderly as They Age with Dignity, Association Board Chairperson Dr. Humphrey Monde said as people living longer, many elderly individuals are facing health challenges, social isolation and limited access to specialized care. Dr. Monde said in recognition of this growing need, the Healthcare Givers Association of Zambia continues to work closely with the Ministry of Health to strengthen geriatric care services in the country. He has added that through the fundraising dinner, the association is helping, is seeking to mobilize resources to help expand programs aimed at improving the quality of life for elderly citizens across the country.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Lusaka Metrobus Chief Executive Officer with us, Masunda, says the first batch of electric buses for the capital has reached Botswana and is now on its way to Zambia as part of plans to introduce an electric public transport system. In an interview, Mr. Masunda said the project will begin with a pilot phase involving 10 electric buses to test operations and assess how commuters respond to the new transport system. He said once the pilot phase has been evaluated, the company plans to gradually increase the fleet to about 33 buses before fully rolling out the Lusaka Metrobus project, noting that each electric bus costs about $300,000. Mr. Masunda has added that the company has completed feasibility studies and is finalizing agreements with a private sector partner to establish a solar-powered fast charging network in order to avoid placing pressure on ZESCO.
I'm happy to tell you that they are now in Botswana and en route to Zambia. So we will be able to do 10 of them as a pilot phase. And then once we've understood how this function, how the public is reacting and what we need to do, we will increase the number quickly to about 33. And then thereafter, we go full blown on the project. So it has taken a lot of planning.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A Chinese national has been arrested in Kenya's main airport, accused of attempting to smuggle more than 2,000 queen garden ants out of the country. Zhang Keqing was intercepted during a security check at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in the capital Nairobi after authorities discovered a large consignment of live ants in his luggage bound for China. He is yet to respond to the accusation, but investigators said in court that he was linked to a garden ant trafficking network that was broken up last year in Kenya. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Three more civilian ships have been attacked in the Gulf overnight. One, a